While the House today will contemplate its support or lack thereof for the conference committee's new long-term farm bill, Wisconsin's reaction has been mixed as well. The president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, Jim Holt, says he likes the idea the new farm bill has eliminated direct payments.
And those were payments made directly to farmers that grew particular crops. The vast majority of those direct payments are going away, and in their place, in many cases, is different assistance from the federal government for farmers to manage their risk, either through a crop insurance program or other similar style programs.
And Holt went on to say that his organization can support the new dairy program.
The new program that's being proposed in this legislation is much more designed to help farmers manage their risk and let them and their processors of dairy products continue to market their products to a consumer that consumes it rather than to a government that holds it. We need to be focused on marketing the products the customer wants, but yet still have the tools to manage the risks of the industry, and that's what this bill includes.
Meanwhile, National Milk Producers Federation has reluctantly endorsed the bill, despite its use of a different means than it favored to limit overproduction under the new Dairy Market Insurance Program. Meanwhile, DBA of Wisconsin and their executive director, Lori Fisher, applaud the committee for not having supply management.
Once you set up a system where the government can decide how much milk can be made by a specific farmer at a specific time, then there goes your true supply and demand, your export markets. All of those are unintended consequences but become consequences, and they become consequences to our dairy farms here in Wisconsin and our economy and our local areas. Our rural economies are all impacted by this.
However, groups like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's president, Scott George, are not very happy that the negotiators left the country of origin labeling rule intact.
Failure to fix mandatory cool at this junction will lead to retaliatory tariffs, and it's only a matter of time before the World Trade Organization rules in favor of Canada and Mexico. Once that happens, producers will realize the full cost of this failed legislation.
And representatives like Wisconsin's Ron Kind say they will vote no on the legislation since it does very little to cut back on wasteful spending.
Yeah, I'm anticipating, based on what I've learned thus far, that it's not worthy of support. There are too many missed opportunities of reforming these outdated subsidy programs. There's a lot of money shifting going on, but no significant reform that could make this more responsible to the American taxpayer and more responsive to the needs of family farmers back home.
Well, the bulls continue to roam the cheese and Class 3 markets as we have another strong price to report. Cheddar box now at $2.32 a pound, barrels $2.28 a pound, and AA butter $1.90. Class 3 prices January $21.06, February $22.89, and March at $20.90. Board of Trade, March corn now at $4.31 and 3/4 of a cent. May, unchanged at $4.37 and 1/2 cent per bushel. Beans for March off 2 1/4 at $12.85. May, $12.70 and 1/2 cent per bushel. And March wheat up 2 1/2 to $5.65 and 3/4 of a cent per bushel. Slaughter cows, cutting utilities, 84 to 98, atop at 103. Most of the slaughter cows, 64 to 83, with slaughter bulls, 82 to $1, atop at 106. Replacement bull calves, 125 to 220. Heifer calves, 60 to 165. And the feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. And that is your agricultural update. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.